The most recent proceedings of the special military courts at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center have been complicated by the Pentagon's attempts to speed them up by compelling judges to take permanent residence on the base for the duration of the trials, and defense attorneys' motions to get the full and still largely classified Senate torture report released into evidence. In both cases, these developments have made the past 2 weeks at Gitmo interesting. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, is just back from covering the special military tribunals.
I think it was another derailment, John. It was another zag that the war court took farther away from the trials that were intended. For 2 weeks, we were looking at the USS Cole bombing case, the attack on the Cole off Yemen in 2000. And what we had was the judge doing a deep dive exploration on this strange rule that came out, ordering the judges to go down there and live until these death penalty trials are over. And they're months, probably years away, and the judges kind of resented this weird rulemaking. We saw emails that uncovered a certain amount of disrespect for these judges, suggested they were slackers. The judges took exception with this. One of them fired them and said, we'll have new legal advisors. And the other one said, I'm not going to go forward with the 9/11 trial until you guys withdraw this rule. It makes no sense. So the Pentagon did a 180 and said, well, the judges don't have to live down there after all.
What's been the impact of the Senate report on CIA interrogation tactics, the so-called Senate torture report, which has not been completely declassified? I suspect that might be a treasure trove of possible evidence for the defense.
You just made the defense argument. They think there's lots more in those 6,200 pages that they haven't seen that they want to basically discredit any of the information that would be brought to trial as the fruits of torture. I think we all know we saw a little slice of it, and the defense attorneys think they're entitled to the rest of it. You know, the report gave us a window into some things that we hadn't known before. We learned, for example, that the CIA kept a black site at Guantanamo and that some of these men were held at Guantanamo, not overseas in foreign countries, but in U.S. Navy-based Guantanamo, and then hastily run out of the country or off the base when it looked like they were about to get legal rights from the Supreme Court. We also learned about this practice of rectal rehydration, this quasi-medical procedure, and it kind of explained why one of the 9/11 accused, one of the alleged financiers who helped the hijackers supposedly with their travel and finances, why he sits on a pillow in court each time he goes there. He was damaged, according to this report, and maybe suffering damage to this day, according to his lawyer.
Does the black site on Guantanamo suggest that if torture took place in the custody of U.S. personnel in U.S. territory, that there's some greater challenge that the defense can make for these defendants versus individuals who are held at black sites in places like Poland or, Egypt?
I think what it does or could do is weaken the armor of the superstructure that says they were never entitled to lawyers, they were never entitled to rights because they were never on U.S. soil. But back in 2003, they knew that the rights were coming, and they ran them away from those rights. And so I think that the real question becomes, in that instance, not what happens at Guantanamo when they have the military tribunals before the U.S. military officers who will decide these death penalty cases, but what happens when they get to the civilian courts, and that's part of the record. And the civilian courts, which asserted a jurisdiction in things that went on at Guantanamo, limited though it be, they asserted this jurisdiction. Now they're going to have to look at what the military justice did with an eye toward, we could have been looking at these cases much earlier, John.
So do we expect that there's a whole parallel civil set of cases that will proceed once these ever, and the question is ever, come to a final judgment?
I think it's more like this war court, these military commissions are this strange hybrid, right? It's partly military, partly civilian justice, federal justice, and they're still trying to figure out what the parts of it are that apply. And so when they get to the civilian oversight, after there are, I think, what people consider to be inevitable convictions, how the civilian oversight will look at this war court and what the decisions that were made down at Guantanamo in order to bring them to a military commission, not a federal trial, not a court-martial, but this third way.
Carol Rosenberg reported for the Miami Herald. She just returned from Guantanamo. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.